Good afternoon, everyone. Mike, compulsive overeater. It's so great to be here with you this morning, and such an honor to so touched to be asked by Kendra to come and share my story. I guess I'll start in at the beginning. That's a good place to start, right? So growing up as a kid, there was a lot of trauma in my life early on. I grew up in an Italian household where my dad ran the roost. Food was a central part of growing up for us. My parents and my grandmother used that as their love language a lot of times. So if you had food placed in front of you and you didn't eat it, then you were kind of insulting them. Growing up, I grew up in a house that was, what's the best way I can describe it? My parents both loved me in their own ways, but it was certainly very dysfunctional. And there was a lot of underlying distress, I guess, that was going on in my home. My parents pretended for a long time that they had a great marriage and we were a perfect family and happy and all that. And as it turns out, that wasn't the case. My parents didn't get along with one another. There was some infidelity that went on. And but my dad always had this thing where, kind of like that commercial, you don't ever let him see a sweat. So if things were god awful and terrible, you pretended that they were fine and that they were okay. You didn't talk about your feelings at all, period. So as a result, I grew up stuffing a lot of the things that I felt and thought. My childhood also, my dad was very, was made you question yourself about everything, and never validated anything. So just to give you like kind of a offhand example, I could be splashed by water one day, and he would say, "Well, you didn't get wet by that." And I'm like, "I know I just did." So there was this whole thing about questioning yourself: what was real, what wasn't real, and as a kid, especially, it was very confusing. So that led to years of therapy, and I've always had a strong faith, life of faith. But when I came to OA, it was kind of like the therapy and my faith piece kind of met for the first time. And there was just this kind of like epiphany of like, oh, I'm starting to see and get some of these things. Because I would always talk to the therapist about the old tapes and the way things were. And, body image was a huge thing for me. The other day I was out working in the yard and it was hot, and I was like, boy, I think I'm going to take my shirt off. And I paused and hesitated because I had flashbacks of going to the beach with my parents and my dad on the one hand saying, well, you get getting a little chunky there, kid. But then on the other hand, we would go home and there would be this middle, I can picture this drawer. There was this middle drawer in our kitchen, and it had all kinds of things in there, like Hostess cupcakes, Twinkies, cookies. There was always ice cream in the fridge, So again, mixed messages. Well, you're heavy, but here's a bunch of food. Why don't you go ahead and eat it, kind of thing. So it was a lot to deal with, needless to say, and I am sure I'm not alone in that journey in some various different ways. But my point was, I was getting ready to go out in the backyard. I was sweating, going to take my shirt off, and I hesitated. And I just had flashbacks of being a kid, hearing that voice about he never said it, but the way it felt, you're fat, you're gross, keep your shirt on, kind of thing. And I was just the fact that I'm now 60 and I still have that voice, I can understand it. I know where it can't came from, but those ghosts are still very much haunting at times. So the way that I found OA, it was certainly by attraction. I had a friend, or have a friend, I should say, who was in program for maybe 9 months. And I also work with this friend, and we would have conversations. And every once in a while, he would just drop in something about a meeting that he went to or something that he discovered. And one day, very gently, he's like, "Well, I think this would be good. I think you might want to check this out." And I was just instantly like, "What? 12-step program? Not me." He was telling me about how he had to check in with his sponsor and he was doing this and doing that. And I'm like, "Man, I got enough going on in my life right now. I don't need this extra things to have to think about and do." So I finally said, "Let me go check this out for myself," because I saw what a difference it was making for him. So in mid-December, I started going to a few meetings here and there, just checking out different ones. And then I found this morning meditation, prayer reflection meeting that I just fell in love with. And after going to that a few times and getting a chance to know some of the people there, I was like, I think I'm going to commit to this, but I'm not going to get a sponsor and I'm not going to write down my food and I'm not, right? So in January, I started going to meetings every day, pretty much, not to mention some other meetings that I would go in and check in on. And at first, I had that like pink bubble where I was just like, wow, everything is just incredible and amazing. I feel so good. And, look at me getting involved with this and doing this thing. And, I said to my wife years ago, this is before, I mean, I didn't even know what OA was until, December of last year. And I can remember saying to my wife, jokingly, but not, I'm kind of like an alcoholic when it comes to food. And lo and behold, look where I ended up. So that revelation was really healing for me because it labeled that what I had was a disease, which helped tremendously. But not only that there was a solution, there was hope. Hope was the thing that I had missed because all of my life I would put on 100 pounds. Take off 100 pounds, put on 120 pounds, take off the 120 pounds, put back on 130 pounds. And it was just this total yo-yo effect, which wasn't good for my body and certainly wasn't good for my mental health. It wasn't until OA that I found out that sugar and I and certain carbs don't mix well, not just physically, but for me mentally as well. I started having all these kind of like little discoveries. And I'm one of those people that I will grant you all the grace in the world. But when it comes to me, not so much. I'll judge myself left and right, and harder than I would judge anybody. I mean, thanks to program, that's getting better. But I still have a tendency to slip into that at times. So around February or so, I knew I was feeling better after getting involved and getting a sponsor and starting to work the steps and cleaning up my food, which was huge. And I've been abstinent since December, by the grace of God. And I wanted to see my daughter. And my daughter was pregnant and was getting ready to give birth to my first grandchild. And I walked in and we visited and stuff. She's like, "Wow, Dad, you look great. You lost, quite a bit of weight." And because I had started the weight loss before I came into program, but I knew that if I didn't do something different this time, it was going to be the same thing. And honest to God, I didn't have another go of losing the weight again. I'm like, I don't have the energy to do that. I've got to make sure that what I'm going to do is going to address the root of the problem, which is what OA has done for me. So anyway, so I went to visit with my wife, not my wife, with my daughter and her husband and my grandchild who was just born. And as I was talking to my daughter, she's like, "Wow, Dad, you are so different." And I'm like, "Yeah, thanks. I lost a significant amount of weight." She goes, "That's not what I mean." She goes, "There's something about you that's different. I've never seen you this happy and comfortable with yourself in the whole time I have known you." And I was like, she lives in West Virginia, so I don't see her a lot. So it'd been a while since I've seen her in person. And I was just like, okay, that affirms number one, how I've been feeling. Number two, that the program's working. And number three, that I got to keep working it because I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. It scares me to death. As you get, 60's not old, but it's not young. And, you start thinking about your mortality and whatnot. And I was like, I don't want, God forbid the day I die, I don't want them to have to come and get a crane and lift me out. I mean, that was a true fear of mine. So this transformation started to happen, and I really truly began to evolve, but the judgment kept creeping in, and so I had this, I guess, little epiphany for myself. A couple of weeks ago, I was thinking about this whole evolving for me and how I've been changing, and I was like, "All right, dude, when a caterpillar goes into a chrysalis, you don't judge it. It's not pretty. It's not perfect, but you don't sit there and you don't judge the evolving and the transformation that's taking place. You just let it kind of happen." And so it was at that point that I started to look at it a little bit differently, that this truly is a process. And there's going to be times that it's going to be beautiful, and there's going to be times like when I went through my four step that it's going to be hard as heck. The going through the four step and not being able to eat over it was really quite something, because that was my fallback tool, right, for so many years. And so I actually had to sit through and deal with and work through the emotions when I was going through my, especially my four step. And not as much my fifth, but definitely the fourth. And I was like, wow. I mean, there was nothing that was new that I had discovered, but I was seeing things differently when I was going through the steps, with new eyes, really. And God, I wanted to eat so badly and just kind of stuff that stuff and not feel what I was feeling. I would say for a good, 3 weeks at least, I was just like so distraught all the time about it. And eventually that evolving process, I got past that painful piece, and then I was able to come out on the other side a little bit better for having gone through it. So the judgment thing is big for me. And the other thing that I had to work on a lot, which has helped me, is the whole resentments. I didn't realize how many resentments I truly had, and things that I had struggled with that I had identified but hadn't dealt with, And that's where the therapy was good. Therapy really helped me to be able to identify things, but program has helped me to deal with them. I love the tools. That some of the big tools for me are the writing. I love doing writing and journaling and actually getting my thoughts down on paper. That has helped a lot. As I said before, prayer was and faith was always a big part of my life, but somehow it's different now. Just turning it over to my higher power and letting it go and not not just the big things, but even the little things.
5 minutes.
Thank you. And knowing that that I can do that. When before my granddaughter was born, I was here, my wife was there, and my daughter was having some complications, and I was a wreck. And again, what did I want to do? I wanted to eat. So I must have said the Serenity Prayer. I can't even count how many times. I just kept saying it and saying it. Then I started writing it out and looking at it, and then writing it out again and looking at it and focusing on the different words. And honestly, that is what got me through it. Because in the past, when I would get filled with anxiety, one or two things would happen. I would either eat or I would get angry. And the anger piece would often come out directed at the people I love the most. And now with program, I'm able to catch myself before I go to that place and say, all right, pause, stop. What's really going on here? And whether I have to work the steps on it or not, or if it's a quick thing like just the recognition and say, okay, God, I can't control this. I'm going to turn it over to you. And I think I used to think that the turning it over to God for me was kind of like a cop out. It's like, no, you deal with it and fix it yourself, right? That's how I was raised, and that was the belief that I had. But saying and recognizing, I think that's the big thing. Recognizing there's things that I can't fix and I can't control. As a person who dealt with anxiety, depression, and OCD, this whole idea of not having control was terrifying to me. But the truth of the matter is, the more I look at things in my life, the less and less and less and less control I have. And it was really just a facade thinking that I did. So that has that I think that has was a big turning point in my mood also. Once I realized that, you know what, I can only be my true authentic self, and it's up to other people how they're going to respond and react, if assuming I'm doing it in a kind and loving way. I can't control other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So I see I got 2 minutes left, so I'll end with this quick story that talks about evolving and transformations. So 3 weeks ago or so, my wife and I took a cruise. It's what I called our first adult vacation because, we've gone camping and stuff, but we've never ever done anything like that. So I was afraid of the food, but thank God that wasn't an issue because I brought my tools and my books and all that. But one day there was a storm, stormy seas, and we couldn't really do much. And I was like, you know something? Let's go get a manicure. I've never had a manicure before. Why not? Right? It'll be fun. So I never would have done this before. So Sarah and I went, we got our manicures, and I see her picking out colors. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. I want a little bit of color, not this clear stuff. So we have this joke with my granddaughter that I got her turned on to pink flamingos. So I said, you know what? I want my pinkies painted pink for Pinky because that's what we called her, pink flamingo. So I'm going to do this for her, right? Oh my God, who is this person? That is so not me at all. I was the person that wore black and wanted to blend in, and don't look at me, I'm not even here, right? And so here I am doing that, and then just like other silly things, like I've fallen in love with cartoon character socks or socks with different things on it. So I said, you know what, the heck with it, I'm gonna start wearing them. And it sounds so ridiculous, but that is such like a growth thing for me because that never ever would have happened before program. So I'm just so grateful for program, for the rooms, for everybody like you, where you can come and share your stories, where you can grow together and listen to one another And I'm just so grateful. So thank you for letting me be here today. I hope that some of that made sense. And it's an honor and a treat to be able to share with you. So thank you.